The Mexican singer-songwriter Juan Gabriel has died at the age of 66. The Latin American superstar was in the middle of a 22-city arena tour of the United States when he suffered a massive heart attack in Santa Monica, California. Gabriel became the best-selling artist in Mexican history, and Pierre's Ada Peralta tells us that many of his songs were essential to the Latin American songbook.
Juan Gabriel's signature was his epic love songs. They started wistful.
Querida, hazlo por quien más quieres tú.
But like Querida, Juan Gabriel's biggest hit, they turned into full-blown anthems for lonely lovers. Juan Gabriel wrote pop songs and rock songs. He sang with mariachis and full-blown orchestras, producing dozens of hits. Other artists recorded his songs, and on occasion, he recorded theirs. He recently covered Creedence Clearwater Revival's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Juan Manuel Caipo, who produced that album, said it showed what a chameleon the singer-songwriter was. Caipo says, in that sense, Juan Gabriel was a lot like Prince.
Not just as a songwriter, but as a performer, as a vocalist. He was just someone that was, he just crossed those genre lines without having to really do much to what he did.
Juan Gabriel had a tough start. His mother was not able to take care of him, so he was sent to an orphanage in Juarez. He escaped, and he said he began to sing on streetcars because it made him feel free. In 1971, he landed his first hit, titled I Don't Have Any Money.
No tengo dinero, ni nada que dar. Lo único que tengo es amor para amar.
By one count, Juan Gabriel put out some 2,000 songs, and he was known for marathon live shows. He was the first non-classical act to play the Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico City. He sang Eternal Love, a song he wrote for his late mother.
¿Cómo quisiera que tú vivieras, que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca y estar mirándolo?
He came on stage with mariachis backing him and wearing a jacket lined with sequins. His flamboyance earned him the nickname the Divo of Juarez.
Juan Gabriel was very effeminate on stage, and yet he was one of these artists that if you went to a Juan Gabriel concert, you would see these macho guys in tears, and you would see girls in tears.
That's Leila Cobo of Billboard magazine.
He was, you know, very sexually ambiguous, and yet he was able to reach everybody. And I think it's a little bit the power of the songs, too. The songs were very easy to relate with. And this guy, he really kind of lived his songs.
He never married, but Juan Gabriel did have 4 children. Cobo says Juan Gabriel died just as his career had taken a turn. Romanticism in Latin music had given way to urban beats. But lately, Juan Gabriel's music was making a roaring comeback.
He was having the year of his life. In the last year, he had the top-selling Latin album of the year in the U.S., and also he had the highest-grossing Latin tour of the year.
Mexico's president Enrique Peña Nieto tweeted that Juan Gabriel's music is a legacy to the entire world. Ada Peralta, NPR News.
Por eso aún estoy en el lugar de siempre. La misma